You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. Simon Green is a producer and DJ who's been making music under the name Bonobo since 2000. In January 2017, he released his sixth album, Migration. For the song Break Apart on that album, he enlisted Rai for vocals. And in this episode, the two of them tell the story of how the track came together.
My name is Simon Green, and I go under the name Bonobo. When I first started this song, I was on a flight from Miami to LA. It was an evening flight. It was a bit of a weird mind space. All I wanted at the time was just to sort of be still and stop traveling. I spent a kind of a year just living nowhere, just on tour, just kind of in hotels and tour buses, living out of a suitcase. So I was feeling sort of tired and a little more somber, so I pulled up Ableton and I built this patch from a plugin, a Korg M1, which is like the classic house piano, and just drowned it in reverb and just did these very slow notes one after another, looking out the window at whatever was passing down underneath. That was the opening chord progression. And I also had this loop, this little kind of chiming percussive loop. I never really start out thinking this is going to be something I'm making for the record. It's just going to be like, I'm on a plane, this is what I'm going to do for the next 3 hours. I'm just going to tinker around. I love harps. I love kind of sampling them. I love slowing them down. I love editing them. And I went into a studio in Brooklyn and recorded a harpist for the track that ended up with Erykah Badu on it from the last record called Heaven for the Sinner. We kind of spent a day recording this harpist, and there was so much great stuff in there. It ended up not being used in the track that I was recording it for, that I've ended up sort of recycling some of that session back into some other stuff. So this was from that same session. That phrase kept jumping out. The harp has sped up 6 tones. I prefer to sort of repitch things and slow them down and speed them up because it just gives them a sort of an extra quality. You can get something that sounds a little more otherworldly in a way. I've been using a lot of found sound and recording kind of textures and just ambience just to give it some space and give it some air. When I was living in New York, I recorded my journey from my house to wherever I was going in Manhattan. Walked down the street into the subway, waiting for a train, getting on the train, the noise on the train, getting off the train. It was like a sort of 10-minute recording of this journey. From that recording of the subway, the piece I ended up choosing was from sitting inside the train. It's also sidechained, so it dips in and out, it sort of weaves in and out of the rest of the sounds. I started building the drums after that. What I'd started with was the kicks and the claps to sort of accent where the drums would be. And they were the sort of like the leading parts. And then what I do is I sort of shade in the space between the kicks and the claps. I'll take a drum break. That was from a jazz player. Those little rolls and little hits shaded in between the kicks and the snares. And so you get one hit that sort of like leads into another via this little roll. I was thinking about the tempo. 125 BPM. It's a difficult tempo. It's traditionally that's kind of like house and techno kind of tempo, but this wasn't what that needed. This kind of jazzy thing kind of took it into a more soulful place. And the bass line when the drums come, that for me was a real switch where the drums and the bass turn it into something else. After the original piano progression and the drums, I wanted something to sort of like come in into the higher register just to sort of lift the whole thing a little bit and take it sort of into the third part. It's a recorded piano. I processed it the same way, kind of put it through lots of reverb and a little more sort of ethereal sounding. It's around that point where I know whether this can sort of stand on its own narrative or whether it would lend itself to a sort of human element. And I thought this would be really sort of sweet to bring in a voice. I think that the way that I can tell whether something is a vocal is there's space. I can just hear it. You know, there's a lot of space between those notes. The ideas are really pretty much fully formed before I let a vocalist hear them. I never really kind of initially give too much guidance when I'm sending stuff to vocalists because I want them to be able to not have any restraints when they're kind of writing. I just want to see what their initial idea is. I just want them to sort of have the freedom and kind of go with their instincts a little bit. It can bring a real freshness to something to have this sort of second idea, which is away from your own sort of frames of reference.
Hey, this is Milos from Rye, and I sang on the track.
I loved his music. And like a lot of people, I thought that he was a woman when I first heard his voice.
I wanna make this play. Oh, I know you're faded. But stay, don't close your eyes.
And it was kind of one of those moments where someone, you meet him or someone tells you that this is a dude. I'm like, wow, that's, I had no idea. I sent it to him.
And asked if it resonated with me. And it definitely did. Something about it really kind of got me. There's certain tracks, like right when I hear it, I hear the melodies instantaneously because it just connects with me. And that was definitely the case with that. And I was like, okay, yeah, I can definitely do this.
His response to it was amazing. You know, he was like, so he didn't want to sort of do too much. You know, he wanted to let the song breathe. So from the outset, he was very sort of like, I'm going to hang back on this.
Any track I'm working on, I get put into an emotional state from the track, and then that connects with something that I am feeling at that time. I just kind of let the feeling that I have guide the melody, and I don't really think about lyrics off the top. I just start mumbling in the melody that I want to sing, like they're literally mumbles. And then I listen back to it an hour later and I just start hearing all these words that clearly my subconscious was putting out there.
I want to take all of this haze. It's hard to take all of this haze.
I like to kind of turn off like an overly intellectual side of myself when I'm writing. I like to be very connected to something that's coming out of me as opposed to trying to construct clever lyrics or something that I think sounds cool.
We've thrown apart these pieces. We've grown apart these pieces.
The stuff I was feeling at the time was definitely deep sadness. And that song is me letting out just stuff that happened. It's just a really it's a really long and hard breakup with someone. The lyrics that kind of sum up the entire track to me is, you're my favorite, but we're phasing.
You're my favorite, you're my favorite, but we're phasing, but we're phasing.
That's a musical production analogy there. I am inundated with music production, so things like that come to my mind. What can happen is this thing called phasing. Two sine waves hit each other, and they create this kind of distorted sound that really bothers my ears. And it's a very distorted feeling. It's like, you're my favorite person, but we're totally phasing.
But we're phasing. You're my favorite. You're my favorite. You're my...
It was a very sort of tender subject. You know, it was a very personal thing he was singing about, which I was overwhelmed that this was being poured into this track. It's shared now, and I think it's kind of richer for having a second voice on it. It's just grown. It was like sort of planting this tiny little plant at the beginning, and now it was this sort of enormous sprawling tree.
Here's Break Apart by Bonobo, featuring Rai, in its entirety.
Is this something to break apart? Is this just broken bone. Stand out in the shape that's come. Is this just a break up on from a shadow?
Visit songexploder.net for more on Bonobo and Rye, including a link to buy this track. Carlos Lerma has been creating illustrations for all the episodes of Song Exploder this year, and you can see those on the website too. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Song Exploder is produced by me, along with Christian Kunz, and is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts made possible by the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. You can find and follow Song Exploder on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. And you can find all the past and future episodes of the show at songexploder.net or wherever you download podcasts. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.